Want to welcome back to the WNRN studios, David Wax Museum, featuring this morning, David Wax and Suzanne Slezak. Good morning, folks.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, always pleasure to have you. You were reminding me that the last time you guys were in the studio, we were all pretty sleepy, not only because of the U2 concert, but also because we just finished the fall fundraiser. So what do you guys, I mean, I know that you guys played the Southern within the last couple of months, but where else have you been since the fall? You had several journeys, I would imagine.
Yeah, we had a 6-week tour in the fall. We were back on the road for another 6 weeks this winter, and then we also were excited to record a brand new CD in February up in Great North Sound Society, some studios in Maine, run by Sam Kassir, who also produces Josh Ritter's albums.
So there's a new album in the works then?
There is.
And when does that due out?
Ideally, fall of this year.
So is it going to be just a pared-down version, or do you have some of your other members that were here with you last fall on this new album?
The new album primarily focuses on David and me and David's cousin Jordan, who plays accordion and keyboards. We also have Mike Roberts on bass and electric guitar. We have a fantastic percussionist.
And the horn players.
And we've got a whole section of horn players who come on, make some beautiful sounds on about 4 or 5 songs.
So the last time we were featuring this one, a Carpenter Bird, and you were talking a little bit about kind of integrating some of the not only sounds from kind of growing up and playing music, well, you know, where you grew up, of course, Suzanne, right here, and I forget where you grew up, David.
I'm from Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia from Missouri, but you guys met in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And you both went to school in Boston? Is that how you met?
Mm-hmm. Well, we met after we'd both graduated and had returned to Boston, and we were kind of doing our own thing 3 years ago.
So did either one of you go to the Berklee School of Music?
No.
No?
No.
Harvard and Wellesley, actually.
Both fine institutions of higher learning, indeed. So it's interesting, too, to, you know, we had Crooked Still earlier, you know, in the studio, and somehow strangely parallel local player in the band, Greg List, and
that's right.
And also they all met in Boston, and not all of them went to music school, actually.
You know, Greg and I actually met, I was playing fiddle in the subway about 6 years ago, and or more, I don't know, and Greg walked up with his banjo and started playing with me, and only hours later, after we'd already decided to go to a bluegrass concert that night, because Del McCurry was playing in Boston, we realized that we were both from Charlottesville and had a pretty fun night.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad that you know, local Charlottesville people are meeting elsewhere. That makes me happy. So Random Road Books tonight, this is a late show.
It's not, unfortunately, the show starts at 7:30, so it's quite early, but there was, unfortunately, I think in the hook it was listed at 11.
Okay,
well, I'm glad we're here, too. That's a mistake, so we will be having a wonderful guy, Brian McGee, opening for us. He'll go on around 8, and then we'll try to be on by 8:45.
Okay, David Wax Museum, live in the WNRN studios this morning, playing Random Row Books tonight at 7:30, and what are you going to do for us first?
This is a song off Carpenter Bird, our older album, just released in September. This is a song called When You Are Still.
How I love, how I love when you are still. Like a bird on my windowsill. Like a bee in a daffodil. How I love when you are still. Still as a bee, as thin I can see. Oh, I fell for you way back when. You are so beautiful, I've tried to be dutiful to the lovers that we might have been. How I love when you are still. Like a bird on my windowsill. Like a bee in a daffodil. How I love when you are still. when you're still, I can fill you up like a pitcher with no brim. Still water shows is what we know. Our dreams, however inarticulate and dim. How I love when you are still. Like a bird on my windowsill. Like a bee in a daffodil. How I love when you are still. Cause when we talk amidst corn stalks, you sway as they do with the breeze. The world I've built, it walks on stilts. Oh, watch how it falls with such ease. How I love when you are still. Like a bird on my windowsill. Like a bee in a daffodil. How I love when you are still.
WNRN with David Wax Museum live in the WNRN studios. They're playing Random Row Books tonight, 7:30. And Random Row Books is kind of an interesting place, kind of an old garage turned into a kind of a used eclectic bookstore, not too far from the Lewis and Clark statue right in downtown Charlottesville. And they've had a lot of pretty interesting shows there. They're kind of specialized in some rock, but it's really nice they've kind of branched out. We were talking with them last week about some of their other more Americana-based shows that they're doing there. So I'm glad to be able to talk about them here on Acoustic Sunrise. Well, you got out the jawbone there, Suze. So talk a little bit about this instrument before you play it, because it's most people don't play jawbones.
This is a Mexican percussive instrument called a quijada. It's really the lower half of a donkey's jawbone, so it's quite a big bone with the teeth still attached to it, and they're kind of loose in here so that when you hit it, it makes a cool sound like that. And then I have a stick that is becoming quite worn away because I'm scraping against these teeth every day.
So do you guys travel mostly by car?
We do. We have a minivan.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering whether the people gave you a hard time when you got on a plane with that thing.
Have I tried it yet?
Well, you've always put it in your bag.
I always check it.
Okay. And nobody when they're scanning
so
through.
Far, so good.
I mean, they're really good about scanning everything you've got now. They make you take your shoes off, and you can only bring 3 ounces of things or whatever. It's kind of interesting to see what their reaction to a jawbone would be, but none so far.
So far, we've been lucky. We'll see.
Well, David, you have your Mexican instrument on mm-hmm. as well here. What is that?
This is called a Jarana Jarocha. It's a Mexican guitar from southern Veracruz, Mexico. And I picked it up. I've gotten a couple instruments made from the same family down in rural Veracruz.
Well, it's got as many strings as a mandolin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an 8-stringed instrument, although it's mostly 5 strings and 3 of them are doubled. These ones in the middle here.
Okay.
So people usually think it's a ukulele when they see me playing it.
Right, it's but, got more of that kind of shape because it's not a full guitar shape.
Mm-hmm.
And besides just the sound of the instrument kind of adding to your music, do you do any like composing on it, or just particularly get drawn to that when you have a musical idea that you want to mm-hmm. express?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that a lot of the songs that I've been writing recently are based on traditional Mexican folk songs. So I'll usually be playing a traditional folk song on this instrument, and singing in Spanish, and then I'll start kind of improvising verses in English, and then that'll kind of be that'll germinate into a new song in English for the band.
Well, let's recap the stories that you told last fall. You spent how much time in Mexico?
I've spent about 2.5 years down there.
And what time frame was that?
That's been within the last 7 years. I've been going back and forth. And at one point, I lived there on a fellowship from Harvard for a full year, just studying Mexican folk music. But actually, we're going back to study and play in June. We're going back for a couple of weeks. But it's been a while since I've been back there recently. But I got interested in Latin American history and literature, and then was working down there. Got interested in Mexican folk music, and then started playing it. And then within the last 3 years, started writing songs, bringing in the kind of Mexican influence of the stuff that I was studying and playing into my own Americana songwriting.
And is this a? I know that the State Department is, you know, got high alert on some of the border crossings. You got a safe place to go there in Mexico?
Yeah, definitely. There are a lot of safe places still down there, and we're, you know, as it gets closer, we'll all write to more friends and kind of get a sense of in the particular cities, like if there are any trouble. But when I go down there, there are about three different regions mostly that I spend time in, and one's probably not as safe as the other, so we'll spend time in the other two places where it's safer and there's less of the kind of drug problems there.
Dave Wack Museum, live in the WNRN studios this morning. What's the name of this particular tune?
This is called The Persimmon Tree. This is based on a traditional Mexican folk song called El Elito.
Then it just because I love you, your mama's heart is gonna falter. Then it just because I love you, your mama's heart is gonna falter. As your over recovers by the time we reach the altar. As your over recovers by the time we reach the altar. Bug under the persimmon tree. Your mama's right, you are too good for me. Jenny, just because I love you, your mama's threatening Alabama. Jenny, just because I love you, your mama's threatening Alabama. Tell her we'll meet her around because soon she'll be a grandma. Tell her we'll meet her around because soon she'll be a grandma. Jenny, Jenny, you bug under the persimmon tree. Your mama's right, you are too good for me. Jenny, just because I love you, your mama's cursing her rotten luck. Jenny, just because I love you, your mama's cursing her rotten luck. Reminded to be grateful you're not dating that other schmuck. Reminded to be grateful you're not dating that other schmuck. Jenny, Jenny, Junebug under the persimmon tree. Your mama's right, you are too good for me. Jenny, just because I love you, your mama's come all undone. Jenny, just because I love you, your mama's come all undone. I don't know, should I have no job, but soon I'll be her son. I don't know, should I have no job, but soon I'll be her son. Oh, Jenny, Jenny, Junebug under the persimmon tree. Your mama's right, you are too good for me. Oh, Jenny, Jenny, Junebug under the persimmon tree. Your mama's right, you are too good for me.
WNRN. We've got Suzanne Slezak, David Wax. They're the duo version of the David Wax Museum here today in the WNRN studios. And they have a new album that'll be coming out sometime this year, at least what we hear. And they've recorded it this past winter. And we had them in the studio in early October. And we were talking about Carpenter Bird. And we had a bunch of other folks in the studio as well. Is it kind of a nice to kind of travel lighter, not only just probably carrying around less stuff literally, but also just to kind of be able to be off on your own, the two of you doing this music?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the most sustainable thing for a small band like us to be doing at this stage. It's a really wonderful way to introduce people to the music. We can definitely give people a sense of the songs. And it's just the most kind of financially responsible way to be a small musician.
And it's been working really well. We've done a lot of house concerts as a duo, and that's been a great way for us to break into new towns. And a really easy way as a duo to kind of fill up a living room and to get to know people and kind of start making connections in a new city.
Well, and, you know, where can, you know, if someone has, you know, all the resources in the world and wants to see you with, you know, the horn section and the accordion and all the other things that are going to be part of this new album, where are they going to be able to experience that? Will there be, like, CD release parties this summer or this fall?
Certainly, yeah. And many of our big shows in Boston have a full band lineup. We're going to be playing at Club Passim on Sunday, actually, with all sorts of other musicians accompanying us. And throughout the summer, we'll have varying lineups that will often include others.
So are you ever going to bring the full band back down here, or is that just is that a little bit unobtainable at this point?
I think it could be possible in the fall with the release of the new record.
So you're going to wait till the fall to release the record?
I think it'll be hard for us financially to release it before then. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start doing pre-orders pretty soon, so we'll kind of see how that goes. And we're just touring nonstop right now and raising the money that way. And we're excited about it. We want to kind of have it in our hand and then really release it right and kind of get the word out about it before we release it. And we're in no rush to get it out necessarily, but I think early fall it'll be out.
Well, excellent. Well, it's always interesting to talk to different people about their fundraising efforts for their new album, because some people have just gone directly to their fans and, you know, given them options for, you know, kind of higher level and, you know, in return for helping me finance, I will write you a song, you know, give you a house concert, do these other kinds of things. Have you explored any of those options, or you're just touring relentlessly at the moment? That seems to be the best thing.
We're doing both. So we're definitely doing the relentless touring, but we are also about to, like David said, set up a pre-order system so you can donate/spend your $25 on supporting the band, and then in return we will give you one of the first copies of the brand new CD in the fall. And then there are also larger amounts that you can support us with in return for things like you're mentioning, like a house concert.
It should be up next week on our website. This okay. also
and what's
up,
the so website?
DavidWaxMuseum.com.
Okay. In the studios with me, it's David Wax and Suzanne Slezak. They make up the David Wax Museum today, and they were here back in the fall and had a new album then called Carpenter Bird. They're going to have a new album out coming up this coming fall, and we're glad to have them back in the WNRN studios, again, playing at Random Row Books tonight. So you're going to do any new music for us this morning?
Definitely, we're going to do one of our songs that's going to be on the upcoming album.
Okay.
We've been playing it for a while, but
what's it called?
It's called The Least I Can Do. But we're really excited about how it turned out in the studio, and it's been sounding good live, so let's see how it goes. I don't see my sisters that much, as if state lines and cattle guards. I don't see my parents that much. Mama's health makes traveling hard. I don't see my hometown that much, though I picture it frozen in time. But everyone has moved on in some way, 'cause I have moved on. Tell myself it's the least I
something different about the way they sound. I don't swallow my pride that much. There isn't anything left to keep down. I don't think of you all that much. Maybe once or twice each afternoon. My heart is like a flower. Once it opens up, it can't unbloom. I'm not trying to get away from anything or anyone. I'm not trying to get away from you. Tell myself it's the least I can do. There's so much planted, you think something would have grown in your heart, in your heart, in your heart. There's so much planted.
WNRN, David Wax Museum, live in the WNRN studios this morning, playing Random Row Books tonight. Music starts at 7:30. I just want to say thanks again to David Wax and Suzanne Slezak for coming in this morning, and many happy returns. I know you have many reasons to come back here, including your family, but it's also nice to probably play in front of a friendly audience beyond the Boston scene.
Absolutely, yeah. We're delighted to be back, and we're going to be back again in the early summer, so we'll keep you posted on that, too.
Okay, sounds good.